Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Babich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Babich. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Brancato reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brancato moves to third. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a line drive into right field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Brancato scores. McCoy moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoy scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive towards short. Lillard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Bell reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mack scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Lillard, who tags Milner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly moves to third. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 0-for-1 in the game. Mac hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Mac reaches third base with a triple. Trotsky scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brancato. Mac scores. Keltner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Keltner moves to third. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillard hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Babich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brancato hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Brancato moves to second. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brancato moves to third. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCoy strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brancato scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy misplays the ball. That's an error on McCoy. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillard. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-2 in the game. Lillard hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Babich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-3 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky is walked intentionally. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCoy bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack bunts towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.